On This Day with Gunners and Ally.
It's Friday the 3rd of December. Let's find out what happened on this day. First to the birthdays. No longer with us, but born on this day in the Bronx, New York, was Len Lesser. You might know him as Uncle Leo in Seinfeld.
Ozzy Osbourne was born. John Osbourne in Birmingham on this day, 1948, which makes him...
Sharon!
73.
Of course, lead singer with Black Sabbath. Mickey Thomas, the lead singer with the US band Starship, is 72.
Mike Stock was born in Kent, England in 51. So Mike turns 70. He was one third of Stock, Aitken and Waterman.
There we have it. Also born on this day and no longer with us, English comic Mel Smith.
Julianne Moore was born in North Carolina on this day, turning 61, US actress. Of course, she was in The Hunger Games, End of the Affair, Jurassic Park, and also won an Oscar, didn't she?
Yeah, she has. She's won an Oscar. I think it was for her role in The Hours. Daryl Hannah, the American actress, is 61 today. Loved her in the rom-com with Tom Hanks, Splash, when she was the mermaid, and also in Kill Bill, a Snake Eyes.
Brendan Fraser was born in Indiana on this day, 1968. Canadian-US actor. He starred in George of the Jungle, The Mummy, and a few other great movies over the years.
Carrie Bickmore, Aussie TV presenter, is 41.
Amanda Seyfried was born in Allentown, Pennsylvania on this day in 85. Turning 36, US actress. In 2004, Seyfried made her film debut in Mean Girls. And, of course, how can we forget her role in Mamma Mia?
Played this very sweet Sophie. It was on this day in 1621, Galileo Galilei announced that he had perfected the telescope. Galileo!
Murray Rose won his first of three gold medals at the Olympic Games in Melbourne on this day, 1956.
In 1987, Albert Einstein's handwritten manuscript of the general theory of relativity sold at a New York auction for $1.6 million.
Daylight saving time was reintroduced in WA for a three-year trial period, 2006. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on which side of the fence you sit, it was rejected at a referendum at the end of the three-year trial.
Yeah, daylight savings. Contentious subject, that one. And that's on this day for Friday, the 3rd of December.